Welcome to Creating Future Leaders.
Through Arizona Tax Credits.
Catholic Education Arizona is a school tuition organization that turns individual and corporate tax credits into scholarships for children. At Catholic Education Arizona, we create future leaders. I'm Nancy Padberg, President and CEO of Catholic Education Arizona. I'm a servant leader who believes in creating healthy cultures built on trust, respect, and value for one another. I earned my MBA from Pepperdine University, who sends us out into the world for purpose, service, and leadership. I spent 25 years in media and marketing in Santa Monica and San Francisco, and I am thrilled to be here at CEA with my colleagues, Deb and Caitlin.
And I'm Deb Preach, Chief Operating Officer here at Catholic Education Arizona. I oversee all of the day-to-day operations of our organization and work with our schools and parishes to help make quality education accessible and affordable to all who desire it. I've worked in the education industry, including finance, marketing, and development for the past 31 years, and I'm blessed to be a native as well as a Catholic school alumni from right here in the city of Phoenix. Really excited today, Nancy, to introduce our guest. Our guest is one of our dear friends and our esteemed colleagues, Caitlin Wooten. Caitlin's our Director of Finance and Compliance. Prior to coming to CEA, Caitlin spent 5 years with the Arizona Department of Revenue, who we all love and adore, where she honed her specialized skills in accounting, school tuition organization compliance, and both individual and corporate tax credit law and process. Caitlin developed her belief in men and women in service of others and the importance of developing students as a whole person to build a better society while completing her bachelor's degree in accounting and finance at Regis University in Denver, Colorado. If that didn't keep her busy enough, she received her master's degree and now currently is pursuing her second master's degree in leadership. We are so blessed to have you here, Caitlin, and welcome.
Good to have you here, Caitlin. We are thrilled you could join us. We feel fortunate to have you part of our team. Definitely, we have so much to talk about today, but what we want to do is just learn a little bit more about you, and let's back up a little bit. What did you do at the Arizona Department of Revenue?
Well, thank you, ladies, for having me here today. Just so you all know, this is my first podcast ever, so bear with me.
You're going to rock it, Caitlin.
So at the Department of Revenue, I started there in 2012. In order to get my foot in the door, I started with processing tax returns. So I saw, you know, the day-to-day, all different scenarios of tax returns coming from income, tax credits, tax deductions, the whole story. Once I got comfortable with that, I stepped into a role as an economist where I worked with all of the different individual tax credits. So not only the tuition tax credits, but your public school tax credits, your charitable organizations, your foster care, all the different tax credits. But specifically, I spent my time working with Karen Jacobs on the school tuition organization tax credits. So excellent. I helped, you know, oversee the 60, 65, 67 organizations and worked with them one-on-one learning the program.
So Deb, I think we have an expert here.
Absolutely. I know working with the tax credit when I was involved in schools prior to being at CEA, I used to have the pleasure of talking to Caitlin whenever we had a question or a compliance issue or something that would come up requiring an expert opinion, and Caitlin was always our go-to.
Well, I need to thank you for bringing Caitlin on.
And I like to kind of say I poached her, but I'm thrilled.
So how long have you been with us now at CEA?
About 4 years, 8 months. So coming up on my 5-year anniversary this fall.
Fantastic. Yeah. Love it.
Nancy, do we do something really cool for people at 5 years?
Well, we'll have to think about that. Yeah. It's our first 5-year, at least since I've been around.
Yeah. Could be.
Let's brainstorm on that, Deb. Yeah. Maybe not here.
Yeah.
A gold box?
Probably not a yacht.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, Caitlin, I think you and I and Deb need to talk about what's going on in our organization. It's pretty exciting what's happening right now. We have our 25th anniversary.
Very exciting.
Unbelievable.
Right? And Caitlin, the tax credit legislation started back in 97, 98, roughly.
Yes.
As far as when it was passed, and then when we started collecting our tax credit revenue. It's had quite a history of expansion throughout the years. Can you elaborate just a little bit on that for us?
Sure. In 1997, the original tax credit came about. So that was specifically just individuals giving their tax dollars to help any student in private schools. There were no stipulations around that. Your income did not matter. You just had to be in private school. And then after that program became successful, the state decided that corporations should be a part of it. So that's when those C corporations were allowed to start giving, as well as the insurance companies. And then from there, it expanded to cover, you know, those kids coming in from public schools straight into private schools, as well as students that have special needs. So students with learning disabilities, or they've been in the foster care system, military families, just really shining a light on those special individuals that really deserve to be in whichever school is right for them.
Absolutely. We're very fortunate, as we've expanded to allow the different types of tax credit funding that we accept, to now accept the disabled displaced tax credit dollars. Let's talk a little bit about how that came about, and just what that's meant to us all and the families in Arizona.
So 1 year ago, we had Cigna come in and support that with us, specifically for CEA. So we're able, over 2 years, disperse those dollars to help disabled displaced. And I think it was 156 children we helped this last year. Is that right?
Yeah, between 125, 150 kids, about $361,000 in scholarships just in 1 year alone. 30 of our 37 schools at the time were able to participate in that particular tax credit.
Such a testament to the fact that our schools are welcoming and accepting to all types of learners, which is what we're all called to do as good quality citizens as well. I'm personally excited because we were able to bring it in, get it started, and get it managed very well. Thanks to your expertise, Caitlin, and your compliance know-how, it was pretty seamless, a lot of work. But very it was, seamless in getting it taken care of.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. We had a lot of applications to go through. But that's one of the things that working with professionals like you, Caitlin, and you, Deb, and our colleagues at the office, we've been able to create this kind of environment for innovation because we have that trust and respect for each other. So with that, by helping each other, we're able to help more children, families, and ultimately create those future leaders that's in our mission and what we're called to do.
Yep. And I'd be remiss without mentioning our colleague Sandy, that was instrumental on the Disabled Displaced program being launched. Single-handedly, she analyzed hundreds of different education plans and foster care requests that require quite a bit of time to make sure that we're maximizing every possible dollar awarded to those kids. So publicly from all three of us, Sandy, thank you for your
help. Thank you, Sandy. Yeah.
And she even helped, you know, some students that may not have qualified based off of paperwork that truly did have a disability deserve those dollars. Just, you know, that red tape was in the way of receiving that money. And she helped those families find a pathway to get an IEP, an MET set up through the public school so they could participate.
Yep. And some families that may have never received any type of scholarship assistance in the past were now able to help.
Absolutely terrific.
Fantastic.
For those companies and for those out there listening, for those corporations, so they certainly can give to the low-income corporate tax, right? But they can give to the disabled displaced as well. So where there's a little bit of a larger cap, there's $142 million available for our corporations for the low income, but for disabled displaced is at $6 million. Do we see that changing at all? I know it's been some discussions.
So, as you know, the low-income dollar amount, it grows every year. At this point, like 2% with inflation increases and such. On the disabled displaced side, you know, legislature has every year thrown out different ideas about increasing it because that's truly a group of children that really need help.
Right.
And are definitely underserved at this point. this current year, there was legislation to increase it about $2 million. It didn't make it through this year. We hope that, you know, in the future, you know, the legislation continues to push for more support in this area.
Is this originally called Lexi's Law? Or is that what that's called?
It is. It's, you know, it's DBA.
Okay.
Is Lexi's Law. Yeah. It had to do with a particular student named Lexi back in the early 2000s that was denied education. I believe that's what it was. She was denied scholarships, and this was a way to help honor her.
How fabulous that one individual, that family, made a difference for all these children. Mm-hmm. Absolutely terrific.
Let's talk a little bit about just our regular corporate tax credit.
Yeah, good.
We have just gone through our first submission process. Again, thanks to Caitlin for taking care of that for us. That's quite a painstaking process that she manages seamlessly for us. Let's talk about a little bit. So we submitted, and we're waiting on a timeline right now. So let's go over the timeline a little bit.
Yeah. Right. So on July 1st, we had to let the Department of Revenue know of all of the corporations that were wanting to participate with the tax credit, you know, their general information as well as a dollar amount for both programs, for both low-income and disabled displaced. We found out right away that afternoon because the Department of Revenue is really sped up the process, which we really appreciate.
Yes.
And that there's still about $15 million available for more corporations to join in throughout the rest of this year. As for disabled displaced, we did reach that $6 million cap, and that process now continues to where we have to submit first come, first serve to grab those dollars. And we'll find out a little bit more this next week.
Very good.
Very good. I know back from my first experiences helping with that corporate submission when it was a fight starting at sometimes midnight the first year I came in, trying to push those emails and making sure that those got in first come, first serve, and we were all trying to grab at once. Seems like it's been really streamlined and improved, that process. Would you agree?
I would. The process has definitely evolved over the years. It used to be a FedEx process. It used to be a line out the door at DOR.
Oh my gosh.
There were some years the money never got all used. It would come to June and there would still be dollars on the table. There's also been that switch between low income would go on that first day in July and disabled displaced would stay open majority of the year, and now it's the opposite where everybody wants disabled displaced and there's so much low income available that if you're a corporation and you want to participate, you can. It's important, you know, if you can do it in July, you're pretty much guaranteed. If you wait, you never know.
And that's what we're waiting for now. We have many people that have said to us, we want to take advantage of it, we want to wait and see what our liability is going to end up being. And right now we're saying C Corps, S Corps, insurance companies, get here, call us. There's still some money available, but it's not going to be available long.
No.
Not like it has been in the past anyway.
So why should companies and individuals contribute to the corporate tax credit, individual tax credit? What's the benefit? I mean, the statistics, I think, are the why, right? That 99.4% graduation rate.
It costs you ultimately nothing. It's a dollar for dollar tax credit.
Yeah.
That's a benefit to a taxpayer. You're helping strengthen families for generations to come.
And as an S corporation, especially, it's not that you're taking your tax liability away from your company's taxes. It's each of your individual shareholders get a redirect their own personal tax liability to this program. So it's such a win-win for those S Corps.
So that's where we really talk about the ROI, right? So another statistic that I love to share is that our graduates, 97% of them go on and matriculate to higher ed, military, or trade schools. So it is a great investment in our future workforce.
So many of these students are going to become employees of these corporations that are supporting them now.
Absolutely.
So it's a way to guarantee that, you know, educated, well-rounded workforce.
And that a lot of companies have that corporate social responsibility. Yes. So that falls right into their values.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also have something else exciting. Let's step away from CEA for a moment. What's happening in our diocese right now? We have somebody new coming in, don't we?
We absolutely do. We have a new bishop, Bishop John Dolan, coming to us from
sunny San Diego. Well, we'll give him some sunscreen for the summers here, but we're real excited. We certainly had incredible support from Bishop Olmsted, and Bishop Navarez is on our board, which we are absolutely thrilled and honored to have him part of our board. But it's going to be, you know, I've never been through a transition with a bishop before, so this is pretty exciting to me.
These are exciting times, and we're going to be excited to be part of it. We've heard wonderful things about Bishop Dolan, that he is very pro-Catholic education and the ability to help sustain it in any way possible. And what a gift he's coming into, because where he's coming from have not been able to have a state tax credit like what we have.
Right.
So this is going to be something, I can't wait to be there to talk to him about that.
Yes. So all of our sister companies truly will gather around and support him, mm-hmm. from Catholic Charities to St. Vincent de Paul Foundation for Senior Living, Catholic Community Foundation, Catholic Cemeteries, Catholic Education Arizona. We will surround and lift him and just do the great work together that we started, and we'll just continue to grow it with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going into our 25th anniversary. We're going to have a new bishop. We have an incredible dream team that we get to work with, mm-hmm. every day. I'm so fortunate to work with both of you.
Yep. And wonderful board of directors. Schools. School leadership, our Catholic Schools Office leadership is just outstanding. So we are just thrilled with the year that's coming and what we're going to get to do.
All those stakeholders that we've just mentioned, that's helped us grow 44% in the last 3 years. That's incredible. Absolutely amazing.
Yep. Especially during a pandemic when, mm-hmm. a lot of times people aren't able to give. They're still willing to help support Catholic education.
Exactly. And that's the kind of growth that healthy companies can have when you have the right team in the right place and the right board of directors truly communicating on a daily basis. And what? We're all committed to the mission. So let's let people know where they can go find more information about us.
For more information on how you can create future leaders with Catholic Education Arizona, you can visit our website at ceaz.org or contact us at 602-218-6542.
And thank you, Caitlin, for joining us today. It's a pleasure spending time with you. And thank you for all of our listeners spending some time with us. And Deb, there's always something we want to say together, isn't it?
Always. Remember,
it's always a great day at CEA.